Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Simsaz and you're listening to our brand new show, Internation. So I hope everyone's enjoying their week. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but I hope you've had a good day. I hope you're feeling all right, and thank you for joining me here today. So, Internation is the show where we look deeper into music. Because it's not just rhythm and rhymes, there's always a wider story. Now let me introduce myself properly. Hello, lovely people, I'm Simsaz. I'm a music producer, event curator, DJ, and I'm also one of the producers here at Radio Africana. So what I'm aiming to do with this show is give new perspectives, really. I want you guys to leave thinking about something that you've never thought before. So the way I'm gonna do that today is by telling my own story. My own story with music, how I got into it a little bit, how my tastes changed as I got older, and the different people and things that influenced me. So, to begin with, a little bit about my background. So, on my mum's side, my family is Jamaican, and on my dad's side, they are Dominican. So, I grew up in the Midlands, in Northamptonshire, and to be honest, there weren't that many black people around. So, as I was growing up, the only interaction I really had with Africans was when I went to get my hair done. I found that they spoke different languages than I did, and I didn't really build any connection with them. So, fast forward in the story to when I was 16, so from 2015, and I moved to a new school to do my A-levels. And there, I was finally able to have a black friendship group. The thing is, okay, in hindsight, I don't know why they let me do this. So when I first joined, all the black kids basically had their little group and they were trying to get me to join it. I was reluctant because my experiences previously had always been, okay, so you're African, I'm Caribbean, we have different cultures, we're not speaking. So I didn't even attempt to get in with them because also in my head, new school, I was like, sitting with the black people is way too obvious. I'm not gonna do that. At lunch and stuff, they would literally call me over and I would just pretend they weren't calling me over and go and sit somewhere else. Eventually, and honestly, thankfully, they completely ignored me ignoring them and they just dragged me along to whatever they were doing, wherever they were sitting. And you know what can I do with that? If you drag me, I'm there. So one of the things that they used to do is use one of the classrooms in break times and at lunchtime, plug the aux into their phones and play their own music. So at the time, I would sit there and I would be like, we're gonna get in trouble, guys. I don't like this. And they would be dancing around and they'd be having a great time. And I would literally just sit here like, I don't like this. I'm just here because I'm being polite. But over time, I did start to join in and I did start to learn the songs. So, the first song I'm gonna play for you guys today is by Wizkid. And this is a song that really stuck with me and that I still enjoy today. So, hope you guys enjoy.
Legendary beat.
For blessing, hey, ni oju eleba o, my people.
Heya. Hope you guys enjoyed that song. So I'm gonna get back to the story and I will continue to punctuate it with different tunes. So where did I get to? So they're dragging me into the classrooms. I'm sitting there awkwardly feeling like we're gonna get in trouble. And to be honest, we did get in trouble quite a bit actually, but I feel like it was good for me. I think I'd gotten used to kind of, you know, downplaying myself and playing small. But when I saw them all dancing, having a good time, not caring if we got in trouble or not, that was really helpful for me. And in the school, we were, I think there were five or six of us, maybe eight black people in the entire year. And it was really hard at first to get in with the existing students and so take me under their wing and let me join in while they did whatever, and for them to be so accommodating while I was being so grumpy. In hindsight, I do really, really appreciate. So secretly, I did not know a lot of the songs they were playing. So even by the time that I was happy to get up and dance, I was learning the music through them and different events they would take me to, house parties and things like that. Before then, I'd listened to a range of music, like a lot of house, garage, which I still really love and is one of the reasons that I wanted to move to Manchester in the first place. I was a SoundCloud kid. I spent a lot of time on SoundCloud, and a lot of the artists that I really loved were always playing in Manchester, or I saw that they were from here. So I'm living the dream, really. Okay, so back to the story. So before then, back in my hometown, I'm about 10, 11 years old, I had a radio. And for me, this was one way that I could stay in touch with my culture. Of course, my parents played R&B, reggae, various black genres, but as for stuff that was current, the radio definitely kept me in the know. So one of the songs that they used to play, which I really loved, is a UK funky classic. It's Egypt in the Morning. Hope you enjoy.
You and
That was Egypt in the Morning. Definitely a UK funky house classic. What a tune. So they used to play that at the same time every morning, and it was the time that I set my alarm on my radio, so I would wake up to that song. So it's ingrained in my head, and what a great song to have. So back to the story. So I'm now in sick form. I made these new friends. They've got me dancing, feeling myself. And I was still learning new music. So kind of embarrassingly, before I met them, I had no knowledge of Afrobeats. There are probably a few songs, WizKid songs, that I knew because they were in the charts, that got a bit big, but I just was not in the know at all. And another song that I'm gonna play for you now is one that I learnt through going to parties. And this is Mr. Easy, Skin Tight.
Zagada. It's your boy Easy. Yeah. If you give your heart to me, I don't go let you go. Where I don't go do you, Sabasa, baby, trust in me. When you give your heart to me, I don't go let you go. Where I don't go do you, Sabasa, baby, trust in me. I go do your body like skin tight. Where I go do it by your side. 10 times when I know get to stick up. You did by my side. So make a day your body like skin tight. Yeah. We are going to buy your side. Cause 10 times when I know get to stick up. You did by my side. Oh, na, 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 na. Love like my baby. You be the only one for me. Only one for me. You be the only one that I need. Say come when I know be deep. You know they run away, you stay with me. Baby now I don't they eat. Make you don't run away, stay with me. Come here, you were meant to be. If you give your heart to me, I don't go let you go. Well, I don't go do you. Baby, trust in me. When you give your heart to me, I don't go let you go. We are not gonna do you wrong, no. Baby, trust in me. I don't go do your body like skin tight. We are gonna be by your side. 10 times when I know get to sneak up. You be there by my side. Make I do your body like skin tight. We are gonna be by your side. Cause 10 times when I know get.
Show me the go, baby, now put it on me, I make I sweet. Sha, 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 me number one Afro station. Online and on air. Radio Africana.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Mr. Easy with Skin Tight. So I'd just like to go back to the WizKid song. I don't want to butcher the name, so I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it. But what I really liked about that song is that he's talking about where he came from, where he got his start in Nigeria. And one of the things I took from being around this friendship group, so we were all from different places, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, and Jamaica. But each of them was so proud to be where they were from. And at first, that was something that I couldn't really relate to. I grew up in the UK, but I didn't have this massive connection with my heritage. But through them, that's definitely something that I wanted to discover more and that I have definitely leaned into more. I think people don't remember, but pre-2015, it wasn't that cool to show that you liked your heritage, to say that you were African or Caribbean or show your culture. There was a real shift. I don't really have an opinion on what caused the shift. It might be as easy as the internet getting more popular. I think around that time, artists like Stormzy were coming up in the charts. I know he doesn't speak about his culture and use it a lot in his music, but I think there were just more prominent black figures in music, and I think that really started to change the general opinion. So at this time, 2015 to 2017, we're at a crossroads. People are beginning to embrace their heritage a lot more, and kind of Afro swing began to appear in the charts. So Afro swing, I was very used to. You might know Into by Western. I think that was probably my first introduction to Afro swing. So Afro swing is defined by being a UK genre that fuses elements of West African Afro beats with UK rap and pop. So my next song that I'm going to play is by Kojo Funds, who, if you remember this time, was on quite the run, 2015 to 2017. So the next song I'm going to play is Kojo Funds, Warning. Please enjoy.
One time, two times. It's like, ooh. One time, two time, will you telling me, dog? It's like, ooh. One time, two time, will you telling me, dog? It's like, ooh. One time, two time, will you telling me, dog? It's like, ooh. It's a warning, catch a pig and bar him, yeah. It's a warning, catch a pig and snoring, yeah. It's a warning, catch a pig and bar. It's a warning, catch a pig and snoring, yeah, yeah. Informer, you're looking in my eyes, I no go play you. About the boy them there, talking to police, I on my circle, no go run another deal. About the boy them there, informer, you're looking in my eyes, I no go play you. About the boy them there, talking to police, I on my circle, no go run another deal. About the boy them there, I know you're looking for me. She run a man down in my keys, and then I phone and spread up my beat. Code your fans for nada. I'm really in the field, say nada. Flag man up like charger, plus texting me, color liar. The feds want my people. When I say code your fans is evil,
school. I'm a pretty like diesel. One time, two time, what you telling me, dog? It's like, ooh. One time, two time, what you telling me, dog? It's like, ooh. One time, two time, what you telling me, dog? It's like, ooh. One time, two time, what you telling me, dog? It's like, ooh. It's a warning. Catch a pig and boring, yeah. It's a warning. Catch a pig and snoring, yeah. It's a warning. Catch him early morning, yeah. It's a warning. Catch a pig and boring, yeah. One time, two time, what you telling me, dog, is outside. Catch man in traffic at night. Left man again, that ain't right. One time, two time, what you telling me, dog, is outside. Catch man in traffic at night. Left man again, that ain't right. Oh I, yeah. Why, oh I, yeah, yeah. Informer and chase them for dead. There's one place, it's some other warning. It's some other warning. It's some other warning. It's some other warning. Would you like fries with that? I hope I'd arrive with that. Big Mac and some fries in that. Fries in that, yeah. Would you like fries with that? I hope I'd arrive with that. Big Mac and some fries in that. Fries in that, yeah.
So that was Kojo Funds. That had me feeling really nostalgic. And you know what? While I was listening to that, I was thinking more on what I said before, on not being sure what was fueling the sudden shift in public opinion. And then I remembered Drake. Sorry. Drake, when he was in his fake accent phase, songs like Work and the one I'm gonna play next, Controller.
Right, my AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre. Knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments. And I'm all to come in on me apartment. Ooh. The girl them on the length and strength. action. Speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell man sorry. You can't listen to me talk then go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah. And that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
So that was Drake with Controller. In hindsight, that song's quite funny. I find that I can't listen to it too much or the accent sounds silly, but as a whole, it's a great track and it really defines that 2016. I feel like it was March to summer. That and Work by Rihanna, great. So staying on the topic of people embracing their culture, around this time, Georgia Smith dropped a song with Burna Boy, which I was really surprised at her delving down this street. She's quite soul, quite mellow, and sort of R&B. So when she dropped this one, I was like, all right, all right. I see you're embracing your heritage. Okay. And we're going to listen to that now. It is Be Honest, Burna Boy featuring... Sorry, Georgia Smith featuring Burna Boy.
I know you want me. Every day not only when you're lonely. Yeah, you see you think you know me, but you don't even know nothing about me. Yeah. You see my thick thighs, lost when you look into my brown eyes. You see my little waist commit you. You never know the devil in a disguise. So why don't you stand up, baby, yeah.
Tell me, do you want me on top? So let me show you I don't need to back it up. Don't wanna hold you, mold you, slow. Just split you in half with my heart. I just wanna love on you, trust in you, honor you. Please do the same on your part. You come my way, make sure you think twice. Look into my eyes, but I can never see eyes. I can point a gun, but you know I could never lie. Come through, I can show you something you can run to. When I'm finished, you'll be feeling brand new. Will never be somebody you can run through. And I can put that in my life one time. No cap, big five, slow back, catch feels, get high. If you make it back, then you can lie. Just please don't waste my time.
Be honest, regardless of my conscience.
people they talk their majesty. But the way your body twisting make me lose control in a this thing, boy. And it's happy cause I'm thinking of us. Don't go throw me under the bus. Under respect, I'm under your love. I don't know why nobody want me. They say my baby no day to me bad. Put your heart inside my booty bad. Say bad to you bad. I beg you make you know do me bad. Give me one time, one try. Be mine this time. Take time, same time. Make me know they waste time. Girl, I never lie. You already know I'll
be honest.
So that was Georgia Smith and Burna Boy, Be Honest. Like I said, when that first came out, Georgia Smith was taking a new direction with her music. You see in the bridge there where she did a little rap that was kind of, dancehall inspired. Can I say that? I don't know. If I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody will tell me. So on the topic of UK artists, I want to go jump further back into the story. So forget I'm 60 and I'm not even a teenager yet, like 10, 11, and I'm listening to the radio and they are giving me tune after tune of funky house classics. So, I just realized this actually kind of ties in to Drake. Oh, what song is it? I can't remember what song it is. Well, he samples this song. And if you know, you know. This is Kyla, Do You Mind? And I just wanted to play this. I mean, I don't know if it really... I don't know if it does fit in the story, but it fits in me wanting to play songs, and that's good enough. Please enjoy.
The whole night. If you're down, I'll take it slow, make you lose control.
Take you home tonight, stay another.
So that was the Crazy Cousins remix of Kyla, Do You Mind? And I keep remembering things that I want to say about previous songs while another song is playing. I hope you guys are following. I think you are. I think it's going all right. So that Georgia Smith song featuring Burna Boy, Be Honest, has a lyric that I really love in it. I can be heartless regardless of my conscience. I really like that. I feel like it's sassy and it's just something I can really relate to. That's something I really love about Georgia Smith, to be honest, is her pen. Her writing game is definitely strong. So I'm pretty much done with the story now, to be honest, but I'm gonna summarize. So pre age 16, I was not really aware of Afrobeats. I was not really in the know with UK music. At the time, I was listening to a lot of R&B, a lot of American stuff. I also was into indie rock bands. I was into folk and electronic music too, which I still am. So coming to today, I would describe my music taste as eclectic, as you'll see throughout these shows. And if you've listened to any of my music, which you can hear on SoundCloud, I'm sure that you'll get a sense of that as well. So about, I guess, same sort of age, I got introduced to, I'm really sorry if I'm butchering this name, Baile Funk, through one of my favorite producers, who is called Sango. He's actually collaborated with a lot of artists, but you probably don't know his name. He created one of the beats for one of Drake's most famous songs, actually. Don't ask me what that is, because off the top of my head, I can't remember. So here I'm gonna play a song by Sango. Might be something a bit different to what you're used to, but I hope you enjoy.
Da 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 da
can't see me, but I promise I've been dancing and having a great time to all of these songs. So again, do you know what? Before the next episode, I'm gonna find out how to say this properly. So sorry to Portuguese, Brazilian people. Baile funk? So that song was my introduction to baile funk from my favorite producer, Sango. His roots are American and Brazilian, so he does a lot of that style. I remember when I was first looking for that song, because I heard it in a mix, I didn't know it was by him. And I was just in Google typing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it was not coming up for the longest time. And I stumbled across it one day and I was like, okay, this is what I've been looking for. But yeah, I just remember just typing, I don't know, da-da-da-da. Okay, so I'm gonna play another one of my favorite producers, J-Rob. Now, he's one that kind of doesn't exist outside of the internet. You know, you won't see his stuff in the charts, but if you know J-Rob, aka Mr. Surf, I'm gonna be honest, I'm going out on a limb here that somebody else knows what I'm talking about, but Mr. Surf is J-Rob's kind of alter ego. And I've been following him for, God, it must be like, how old am I? 13 years now. And I did not know that J-Rob and Mr. Surf were the same person. I just thought they had super similar styles, which seems silly in hindsight, but this is a remix. I can't remember who the original artist is, but it's a popular song, so I'm sure you'll know it. By my favorite, remix by my favorite producer, J-Rob.
Say what? Yeah, girl, you know what's up. Ooh, say what?
So that was J-Rob, Say What, and I remembered who the artist is, Donnell Jones, OG R&B artist. So we've only got a few more minutes. I need one of those sound effects that goes, ah, but just imagine that I pressed it. So yeah, only got a few more minutes left. I'm gonna talk a bit about upcoming episodes. So each week I'm gonna speak about something different. So hopefully you guys have got to know me now. I want to talk about the wider culture. I will be doing an episode on UK house and about female voices. I think it's a very specific time with a very specific sound that we don't really have anymore. I think one artist to compare it to is Pink Panthers, who's brought back that early 2000s sounds, but there's a lot to say about the style of singing, the topics that they're talking about. We have lots of strong female leads, which again, I feel is missing from UK music. So, for the last few minutes, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know, I'm running a bit ahead. I thought that I would have more time. I'm gonna play a WizKid song. I'm gonna take it back to Afrobeats, and I'm going to play. Okay, he's got a lot of songs. He's got a lot of songs. I'm gonna play. Wow. No, forget that. I'm gonna play the first Amma Piano song that I ever heard, which was by Kyla. And it is, at this time, people were comparing her to Rihanna. Everyone was saying she was gonna be the next Rihanna, and that's what kind of prompted me to actually go and listen to her. Now, when you hear this song, you'll probably be confused as to why that was the narrative they're running with, but to be honest, I think it's something that she's still using to promote her music, and whatever works for you, girl. So I'm gonna end now with Tyler, Getting Late, featuring Cool Drink. This was the first Amma Piano song I ever heard. Bye, guys.